Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, I'm joined now once again by chef and mindful eating coach Aisling Larkin. And Aisling, you're very welcome to the programme. As
you.
Always, lovely to see you. Today we are doing a deep dive.
Yes.
On the humble and indeed not so humble sausage roll.
That's it. The not so humble sausage roll. I honestly think if we invest 10 minutes a time in learning how to make an excellent quality sausage roll, I think it's really time well spent. Like I'm not a judgy person at all when it comes to food, right? Like if you make me a cup of coffee, you make me anything, sliced toast, I'm so grateful because I'm always the cook for everybody else.
Just to be handed something.
Oh my goodness, you've no idea. Like my face lights up. It's incredible. And like I'm so grateful for anything. However, the one thing that I get the tiniest bit judgy on is sausage rolls.
What do you, as in there is no excuse
There's
for
no
the
excuse.
Cheap 100%. Kind of dampish, flaccidy looking ones.
And
no.
I've tried in the supermarket to find one, and I've tried, and they're so simple to make with a couple of top tips. And I just think they really, to me, goes, you know what, I care. I've made a little bit of an effort here, and I think they can elevate any occasion. So we're going to figure it out from start to finish today.
Do you know what I don't like about some of the shop-bought ones, and the kids love them, is the aftertaste. You know when there's that layer on the top of your mouth?
Yeah.
That you almost feel like you need to scrape a layer of, what is that, fat?
It's the dough. It's kind of the dough, and it's the undercooked dough that lies between the sausage and the pastry because it just couldn't get cooked properly. And I have a great tip for that actually as we go. But it's that, you know, and that's a killer. The other thing is like there, in some cases, like a really good like proportion. So when you look at competitions for like the best sausage roll in the world, you will have this kind of 60% meat, 40% pastry. 70% meat, 30% pastry. That's a really good ratio. Not the other way around for some of the shop-bought ones, which are like 60% pastry, 40% filling. And that's what I hate. Like, I brought sausage rolls with me, and you can see, like, look how much filling is in those. That's like 70-30.
Of filling.
And that's the way it kind of should be, I think. So I suppose there's a couple of elements. We've got the pastry, we've got the filling, then we've got the kind of the glaze, the toppings, and also what you serve them with. So there's four kind of components to this and how we'll kind of figure them out. And I've done a vegetarian one as well, because I always think if you've got vegetarians coming around, it's really nice to, again, I went to the trouble of making something for you. It doesn't have to be complicated or hard, but it expresses a lot, I think, when you say that. So this is a beautiful sweet potato, chickpea, roast red pepper, feta one that we'll get to. But I
Lovely.
Love it.
Let's start with the bit that probably puts people off actually making homemade sausage rolls, and that's the pastry.
It is the pastry. So I'm going to tell you two things. Number one, if you don't want to make it, just do go and buy it, okay? What are you looking for when you go to the supermarket? So you've got short crust pastry, you've got puff pastry, and you've got flaky pastry.
What's the difference?
So short crust pastry is, it's the easiest one to make. You're basically rubbing butter into flour, little bit of water, make it into a dough, sit it in the fridge. It has a kind of a crumbly, softer, kind of short, you know, so that's, it's like a crumbly texture in your mouth. Like delicious and lovely, but in my opinion, not what a sausage roll should be. It needs to be that flaky puff pastry, okay? So what you're looking for is something called lamination. So if you do want to do a short crust, do it. It's fine. Or you can buy it. I would say if you're going to buy a pastry, your option in the supermarket is a puff pastry. Now, there's two types. There's your puff pastry, which is going to cost you maybe like €3, €3.50. Or there's your all butter puff pastry that's going to cost you €6.
I know you're going to tell me to go for the
latter. Oh, it's worth every penny. It really
spend
is.
Spend that butter money. Get it in.
Totally.
Get it into the pastry.
It's the difference. So, like, some of the ones that are puff pastry in the supermarkets, if you look at the ingredients, they're made with palm oil or margarines, whereas this is all butter. So, like, I don't mind paying for something when I know I'm getting good value. You're literally getting what you pay for. You're paying for butter and it's expensive and that's okay. It comes in the freezer section in the supermarkets, all butter puff pastry. So why puff pastry? I'm going to show you because I want to point it out to you. And I know everybody at home can't see, but we're going to explain it. There's something called lamination. Can you see all of these
layers?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's lamination. So when you buy an amazing croissant, that's what it is. It's that lamination. That's what you're paying for. That's what you're trying to get out of your all butter puff pastry. So to make it at home, you basically put flour, you get this large block of really hard butter, put it in the middle, you fold, so you make your little dough first, and then you fold the dough over the butter. And the idea is that you fold, 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 and every one of those folds becomes a lamination. And then when you put it in the oven, the heat traps the water that comes out of the butter and out of the pastry, and that creates steam, and that's what causes the puff, 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 puff. And it rises up, so it's trapping the air in between each layer. That's what's getting the lightness, the crispness. That's
ideally
the magic. Yes, absolutely.
Now, I buy pastry.
So do I.
Do you?
Oh, I do.
All of the time. I find those shop-bought pastries actually pretty good.
Yes, they're great.
Really good.
Totally. I have no problem
so
with
you
them.
Think that
100%.
Is it a better quality if you do it at home, do you think?
I would never bother making puff pastry at home. What
okay,
I do
great.
Make at home is a flaky pastry, which is my cheats version of a puff pastry. You basically take your butter, put it in the freezer, get your grater, you grate your butter, put it in with your flour, drop of water, combine it all together, put it in the fridge. That makes a beautiful flaky pastry, which I have on this one. So that's the flaky pastry. So there's a difference. Do you know what I mean? It's still as nice. They kind of crisp a little bit different. But if you wanted to do it at home, I would say the flaky is the cheat's most simplest, most successful way you can do it. Or else buy yourself a good puff pastry. So that's your pastry sorted.
Okay. Next.
Filling. The big question you get asked is sausages or sausage meat this time of year in particular. And this is why I love talking about sausage rolls at this time of year, because they are. I always kind of link them with this time of year as well. Sausage meat is in the supermarkets because we buy it for our Christmas stuffing. You buy yourself a packet of sausage meat. You want at least 80% pork, which most of the good sausage meats are. And then you can flavour that up. So the one I've brought you today, this one is the pork one, and it has tomato relish and stuffing on the inside.
Like Christmas stuffing. Like
Christmas stuffing. Like stuffing
chicken
that goes
roast
your roast
stuffing.
Chicken, yeah.
Oh.
And it's just such a lovely little twist. If you want to have a little taste of that one, as I'm kind of talking you through the fillings, I suppose. Like I said, I'm using 80% sausage meat, and then into that you can add like your classic kind of sausage herbs, which would be things like sage, thyme, rosemary, really lovely, fresh or dried, chop them up. But adding those little flavours is really nice. So I've got a couple of different versions on my website, or they're in the Christmas ebook as well that you can download. This one is lovely, isn't it?
It's sweet.
Yeah, that's the relish. That's
oh yeah,
the relish.
Of course.
And the pork, because it's so full of umami, has this tiny note of sweetness, but with another little hint of something like a relish or a ketchup, I think it's really, really nice. A lovely variation on that is cheese and onion sausage rolls. So into that, I would put caramelized red onion relish and grated cheddar, like sharp vintage cheddar cheese. Mix that through your pork. So cheddar and caramelized onion is a lovely one. Another gorgeous one to do is date and blue cheese. So chop up your dates really finely, crumble in blue cheese into the sausage meat filling, and then put it into your pastry. Do you remember you talked at the start about that layer of something stuck in your mouth,
yes,
the undercooked pastry on the bottom? Can you see when we look at this one, how tight, there is no space between that pastry and that sausage?
No, there's not.
So top tip when you're making them at home, make your sausage filling, put in whatever fillings you're going to put in, like black pudding and chili is another one, really, really nice, like chili jam and black pudding would be lovely. Make that, shape it into a sausage shape, wrap it in cling film or parchment, put it in the fridge to chill, freeze if you could, and then from really chilled, sit it in your pastry, wrap your pastry over it, you put your seam kind of on the bottom, and then chop them into your cut them into your individual sausage rolls. But the trick is, once that sausage meat is really, really cold, you don't get it. Like, you can see them. There's no gap. So all of these
so what's
fillings
happening
were chilled.
Is it expanding then when it's in the
yes,
oven?
Yeah, a little bit, but it just means that there's no there's no gap, so that it basically like sits on top. So that's a really lovely trick for getting them like next level at home.
The herbs that you've put in there, are they dried herbs or fresh? Because they have a really lovely flavour.
So for this one, this is a box of stuffing mix. You know the stuffing mix that you would buy, whatever, Paxo brand or whatever it is? It's that in with your beautiful tomato relish. It's the full-on tomato relish. It's really, really nice in there.
Lovely. Isn't it gorgeous? Very nice.
Really, really nice.
And that is simple.
Delicious. It is. It's really, really nice. When we're talking then about we move on to the vegetarian one, actually,
yes,
before we talk about the glazes and stuff. So the vegetarian one, again, you don't want it to be all pastry, no filling. So this is a tin of chickpeas, roast sweet potato, a jar of roast red peppers, and feta. So it's kind of just buying things from the supermarket. It's putting them all into a food processor. So it's the chickpeas. And if you can buy cooked, like you can just cook your sweet potato any way you want. So you don't have to roast it. You can boil it, you can steam it, you can mash it. So it's the sweet potato, the chickpeas, and then cumin is your lovely little herb or your spice in there. Cumin adds this layer of kind of smokiness, which is really, really nice. Then into that, to add extra flavour, I popped in a little bit of red pesto.
Oh,
red pesto is great for adding flavour.
Yeah, I have it in the fridge for
all the time.
Spaghetti bolognese or lasagna the odd time, or just if you want to add a little
totally.
something.
Adds
I don't even know what it does, but it's a something to it.
That's 100% it. It just adds that little bit of oomph.
Okay, and so, if you can, I suppose, do roast your sweet potatoes. I do think it's so nice.
It is. They just add an extra layer,
layer
of flavour. Yeah, see?
Wow, that's a meal. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's so filling. And I think, and obviously I've made them quite big because I love to have these for my lunch. I think they're great to bring to work. They're great for a little lunchbox. The sweetness of something like the red pepper tomato relish is really nice. And like what you serve them with is really important. I think you do need that, you know, almost like brown sauce, HP sauce, a relish, a caramelized onion relish, a tomato chutney, something like that. It lifts that kind of savouriness and it pairs so nicely with it.
And I love the feta in it. I love that tang of feta cheese. It's one of my favourite things
and
to
that's
add
why
to anything.
Totally. And the tomato goes really nicely with it. And you'll see on top, can you see this beautiful glaze that we have on top?
Yes.
So that
sheen.
Yeah. So my next top tip is just egg yolk. Don't use egg white.
Okay.
Don't use egg and milk. Egg yolk only. And you get that beautiful sheen on top. And then I finish some of them with poppy seeds. I finish some of them with sesame seeds. For the vegetarian one that has the sweet potato and the feta and the roast red pepper, what's really nice to do is put a couple of fennel seeds on top. Or any time you use pork, pork and fennel pair beautifully. And it's a real little secret. If you can grind up a couple of fennel seeds or even mix your fennel seeds with your poppy seeds or your sesame seeds on top, they go really, really nicely. And they're just, they add this little background of, you know, what's that?
Yeah,
and you don't, you don't have to tell anybody. It
makes
can be
you
your
sound,
little secret.
Okay.
But I've just told you
so
your little
poppy
secret.
Seeds, sesame seeds, fresh herbs. There's some of the little extra
exactly
garnishes almost that give it to that X factor. What about reheating it and storing them?
So reheating. I would say what I would do if I was trying to get ahead is I would make them. Like as in rolled but uncooked, and I would chop them into my little sausage rolls, and then I would freeze them. And then bring them in and cook them from frozen, which you can do, which is fine, or else defrost them and cook them, but you can cook them from frozen.
And the pastry stays as crisp as it should be?
Yeah, but what I would do for reheating them, so when you've gotten them like we have today, where these were baked fresh out of the oven this morning, and we're trying to reheat them, for all of your pork ones, reheat fully. Like, get a little meat thermometer, make sure they are fully, fully heated through. You don't want them serving them warm. That's dangerous territory. Fully heated through. Great top tip. If you have to do them in the microwave, I don't recommend it, but if you have to, and it's what I did for your one today, which is really, really nice. I sat a mug of water in on the plate in the microwave. Small intervals, short intervals, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds. But what happens is the mug of water creates a little bit of steam and it actually keeps the pastry crisp and stops it going soggy. But the very best way to reheat them is the air fryer. I have tested and the air fryer gets them super, super crisp on the outside. So that is what I would say if you're going to do them, reheat them. The air fryer works brilliantly, or else that trick of the little drop of water in the microwave to reheat them.
I love that. I have to say, I find when you put any of those pastries into the microwave, it's disaster.
I know.
It all goes really limp.
So short intervals and a little bit of water, but it does work. Or else, like I said, if you can do them in the air fryer 100% and just check the temperature before you serve them.
And how long do they last in the freezer?
You'll get a month, but like you'll possibly get 3 months, but you'll get a month. So if you do them now, you'll have them for the old festive season coming up. And they're such a crowd pleaser. And I do think, even if you bought another couple of nibbly bits from the supermarket, if you kind of make and present homemade sausage rolls, it looks like you made the effort. I think it's a great win.
And they're substantial. Delicious. Ashley Larkin, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.